Minister, it has never been more expensive or indeed more stressful to be a renter than under this government. For 3 long years, rents have risen to levels never thought possible. The latest Residential Tenancies Board report shows rents rising last year by almost 7%. And indeed, since your government took office, rents have increased by a staggering 23%. That's €3,500 more a year for the average new renter. Indeed, in your own county of Donegal, rents have skyrocketed by an astonishing 34% since you became minister. That's almost €3,000 more a year in rent for a new renter in your own constituency. And indeed, in Dublin last year, the rent hike will cost an average €4,500 more a year for an average new renter. New rents in the capital are now so high that on average it's €25,000 a year just to rent. €25,000, Minister, for rent. How on earth do you expect the majority of working people to pay that? The latest RTB report shows that things are simply going from bad to worse. What is happening in the private rental sector is an absolute disaster, and rents under your watch are not only now unaffordable, they are totally out of control. Last week, Threshold published their important generation rent report. It shows that almost half of surveyed renters feel insecure. More than half of tenants are paying unaffordable rents. And I think quite worryingly, 37% of renters surveyed in rent pressure zones have been hit with rent hikes above the 2% cap. One woman interviewed by Threshold told them that, and I quote, "Bills and rent cost 88% of my salary, and that's before food." Another renting parent told Threshold, and again I quote, "The cost of living has gone through the roof. I'm scared to even put on my radiator." And one woman, Sarah Brett, a renter who was forced to move back in with parents because of a failure of her landlord to tackle damp and mould, told Threshold, and I quote, "The power imbalance between landlord and tenant makes you feel like a second-class citizen. This is your home, but you can't really make it a home." And what has been the response of the often absent Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, to this crisis in the private rental sector? Minister, he has, and I kid you not, launched an online survey asking, among other people, renters, what they think of the mess created by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Green Party. Minister, renters desperately need a break. They need an emergency ban on rent increases for 3 years. They need a full month's rent back in their pockets. They need real security of tenure. And of course, they need government to massively increase the supply of genuinely affordable homes to rent or buy. So, Minister, in light of the latest Residential Tenancies Board report and the increasing, skyrocketing level of rents for new renters, can you please tell us what your government is going to do now to give these renters a break?
Yeah, thank you very much for raising this really important issue, Deputy O'Brien, this morning, because this is the number one issue. Housing, the need for people to be able to own their own home, and the need for people to have access, affordable access to rental homes, is the number one issue for this government. And that is why Minister Dara O'Brien and this government, Deputy O'Brien, have introduced the Housing for All strategy, which comprehensively looks and puts in place a very radical set of policies aimed at tackling the core issue which is driving all of the housing challenges we have, which is the lack of supply. It's not very long ago that the total number of new housing units being built in the country each year was 7,000 to 8,000 a year. Last year, the government, using Housing for All and the policy levers and supports being put in place, delivered 30,000 new housing units in the country. That was a 45% increase, Deputy O'Brien, on the previous year. It's not possible, unfortunately, to solve this problem in a week or a month or overnight, because the key issue is supply. But this government is doing everything and anything it possibly can to build and drive momentum, to ensure new supply, to ensure new houses, and then to work to support people in relation to the rental sector as well. In relation to the rental sector specifically, Deputy O'Brien, we've taken a number of measures to support tenants. We've capped rent increases in rental pressure zones. of no more than 2% per annum and of extended rental pressure zones to 2024. Budget 2023 also put money back in renters' pockets. It reintroduces a tax credit for renters of €500 per renter in 2022 and another €500 per credit in 2023. We have also, Deputy O'Brien, legislated for tenancies of unlimited duration and restricted the level of upfront payments required of tenants. And all in the meantime, Deputy O'Brien, doing everything we possibly can to tackle the core issue, which is actually supply. And if you look at some of the key measures we've put in place to help drive that, for example, and many of those people who are currently renting want to have the opportunity to be able to actually purchase their home, but because of the increasing cost of rents, they found themselves unable to get the deposit together to be able to do that. This government has introduced the Help to Buy scheme, which provides the opportunity for the first time in living memory for a young person or a young couple to be able to apply through the Revenue Commissioners to be able to get up to €30,000 to be able to put towards their deposit if they've been working over the last number of years, to get the tax that they've already paid back so they can put it towards their deposit. Also, alongside that, another additional support is the First Home Scheme, which in cases where a young person or a couple are not able to get the mortgage to have the full purchase price of a property, the government will go shared equity with that person up to 30% per year, again, to help people to be able to purchase a home and indeed as well to provide support in terms of providing the supply chain. And then in relation to vacant and derelict properties, Deputy O'Brien, either in the countryside or in towns or cities now, someone can apply for a €50,000 grant if a property has been vacant for a year, or a €70,000 grant if a property has been derelict. Those supports I've just outlined to you there now are not supported by you or your party. Your alternative budget last year would have seen those abolished. But they're really, really important in relation to actually providing support for those who are currently renting to get a deposit together to be able to buy their home and also to drive on supply. So anything and everything that this government can do to rise and drive on supply, we are doing. As I say, a 45% increase in new developments last year, and alongside that, significant support for renters as well.
Minister, you say you can't solve this problem in a week, a month or overnight. Indeed, you can't. But you've been propping up Fine Gael for 7 years. They've been in government for 11 years. How long do you need to tackle this crisis? And not only are you failing renters, you stand here and you're gaslighting renters. Because none of those policies that you've outlined are working. That's why rents are rising. That's why renters feel more insecure. That's why we have rising levels of people presenting from the private rental sector into homelessness. And that's why the private rental sector is shrinking. It is the consequence of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael policies over a decade or more, unfortunately now propped up by Fine Gael. And what renters actually need is they need a government that will cut rents and build genuinely affordable homes. It's interesting you didn't tell us how many genuinely affordable homes to rent or buy you delivered last year. Less than 1,000, a quarter of what you promised, and that in itself was nowhere near what is required. So you can't blame time. You can't blame the opposition. The responsibility for the crisis in the rental sector and sky-high rents is yours. So my question is very simple. Same one you didn't answer the last time. What are you going to do now to help renters from skyrocketing rents?
Thank you. Minister.
Well, I'm afraid if they're looking to you, Deputy O'Brien, for solutions, they'll be looking very hard indeed. As I've outlined in relation to some of the key supports that this government has in place through Housing for All, I've mentioned the Help to Buy, which provides up to €30,000 in terms of deposit. The First Home Scheme, up to 30% equity, and the vacant and derelict grants. Those are all supports you would get rid of if you were in government. And indeed, if they're looking to your own party's capacity to deliver, for example, in Northern Ireland, just a couple of miles from where I live, where you recently had the Minister for Housing and the Minister for Finance, in the last year where you had those for the full year, house prices in Northern Ireland increased by £18,000 sterling. So you don't have any magic. You don't have any magic solutions here. The solution here is more supply and supply in every way we can deliver it. Last year, we increased the supply that was delivered to 30,000 new housing units.
Thank you, Minister.
That was a 45% increase on the previous year.
Thank
and that's
you,
momentum
Minister.
That we will continue to build on in every way we possibly can.